This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man sold his faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moments of doubt and pain. Damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Well, it is the end of wet foot, dry foot. This is the policy started by Bill Clinton in 1994. Now, Cubans who arrive in the U.S. without a visa will be returned. Let me just explain to you what wet foot, dry foot is to a lot of people that particularly don't live in South Florida. You might not know what it is. Basically, what it is that if you're a Cuban and you come to America by any means and you make it onto the American soil, you're golden. You are golden. You basically immediately get your green card. You've won the lotto. You're allowed to, within a year and a day, apply for citizenship and permanent residency. Okay? That's wet foot, dry foot. Now, for years, wet foot, dry foot has been criticized as being unfair, because it is unfair. Now, I understand that it was implemented because in 1994, there were many Cubans dying to come here, literally dying to come here. That just goes to show you how socialism sucks. Because have you ever noticed how people aren't dying to go to Cuba? They're not dying to go to North Korea. They're not dying to go to any other communist country. Socialist countries. Have you ever noticed that? Yeah. But they die. Literally, they will die to come here. So in 1994, Cubans were coming here and they were literally dying at sea. So Bill Clinton instituted wet foot, dry foot, this policy. The Cuban government has always, obviously, they've not liked wet foot, dry foot. And so, you know, I always thought that it was very unfair because, again, we see this in South Florida. You don't see it in the rest of the country, but we see it here in South Florida where you have people coming over in rafts. And you've seen the, you know, the videos of people coming over on rafts, making it to shore. And you make it to shore, I mean, you're good. So Obama has now, yesterday, it was announced in the evening. Actually, after I did the show, I was at home and the announcement came out, and I was actually shocked. You know, people are now, of course, Cubans here in Miami are freaking out. But it's funny because the outrage is coming from both the left and the right, right? Cubans are blaming Obama, basically saying, you know, you screwed us. And a lot of people are saying, well, you know, this is, you know, kind of Obama's way of kind of screwing Trump at the end. But I got another take. I think he actually did Obama, I think Obama did Trump a solid. And I'll tell you why. I think that, one of the central themes, obviously, of Obama's, of Trump's candidacy was obviously closing the borders and not allowing, immigration or restricting immigration. I should say, or restricting illegal immigration. And it was an unfair policy because, you can take similarly situated people, i.e., let's say Haitians, that come over here. Haitians come over here, they make it over here, and then they get sent back immediately. Okay. Now, you can say the argument is that the Haitians are escaping economic hardship, whereas the Cubans are escaping a communist regime. I would argue that the Cuban is also escaping for economic reasons as well. This is a tough call. However, it's Cubans, and I hate to say this, I'm generalizing here. I'm not saying that all Cubans, but Cubans, by and large, have gamed the system here in the United States. And in fact, there have been many Republican lawmakers. I know Marco Rubio, to name one, although I'm not a fan. Carlos Cubero, I'm not a fan, that have come out and said rather forcefully that, we should end this policy. The fact is it's unfair. The fact is that why should the Cubans be given preferential treatment over any other class of people? I think that by doing away with wet foot, dry foot, a lot of people saying, well, Obama screwed us. Obama screwed the Cubans. When Donald Trump takes over in a week, he can basically do nothing. Or trash the whole thing, the whole Cuban Adjustment Act, because this was an addition to the Cuban Readjustment Act. My understanding is that Obama went ahead and did away with the whole thing. Now, Donald Trump, he can come back and reinstitute wet foot, dry foot, or some portions of the Cuban Adjustment Act, but why would he? He can say, well, this was on Obama. Obama did this. We need to look at our policies. I know that the Cuban government for a long time. Well, see, what I suspect happened is that Mr. Obama probably negotiated this with the Cuban government. Because the Cuban government has always, always wanted the U.S. to reverse position in terms of wet foot, dry foot. I suspect that Mr. Obama negotiated this with the Cuban government as part of this opening up of Cuba and the United States. So this is his final act before he leaves office. With a week to go, he's decided he's going to do this. Interestingly enough, like I said, there is an outcry from the Cuban community here. It's the outcry is mixed. Some are for it, some are against it. What I'm seeing is the most are against it. And again, it doesn't matter from what political spectrum you come from, because I've seen Republicans that are freaking out about it. I'm talking Cubans here, as well as the left. Okay, because I've seen this as well today in the op-ed pieces in the Miami Herald today. You see what I have to do for you? I got to actually read the Miami Herald for you people, because even though I hate it. I really think that Obama, in a way, not intending to, I think he did President-elect Trump a favor by getting rid of this. Because his position was before Donald Trump's, I'm talking about, he was against wet foot, dry foot, and then he kind of backed off of it because he knew he needed to win Florida. And obviously there's a huge Cuban population here. See, Obama doesn't have to run again, so he doesn't care. So that's, and he's basically fulfilling a promise to the communist regime. That's what this is all about. Inadvertently, I think it helps Donald Trump. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Call me, I'll call her, baby. Call me, I'll call. Edward Woodson Show.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552. And advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Since you're attacking us, can you give us a question? No, Mr. President-elect, since you are attacking our news organization, can you give us a chance? You are attacking our news organization. Can you give us a chance to ask a question, sir? Sir, can you say, Mr. President-elect, can you say categorically, Mr. President-elect, can you give us a question? You're attacking us. Can you give us a question? Can you give us a question?
I'm not going to give you a question.
Can you stay categorically? Sir, can you stay categorically that nobody... No, Mr. President-elect, that's not appropriate.
You are fake news. I could watch that over and over again. Now, you know, the media is outraged now that Trump criticized CNN. But clearly they have forgotten when Obama did the same to Fox News. Okay? The press was incensed because, you know, they can't stand the fact that they are being questioned now. But why did Barack Obama not generate the same outrage when he repeatedly criticized Fox News and questioned its legitimacy over the last 8 years? Case in point, in 2010, he said the network promoted a destructive viewpoint. He said, I think Fox is part of that tradition. It is part of the tradition that has a very clear, undeniable point of view. He said this during an interview with Rolling Stone magazine. It's a point of view that I disagree with. It's a point of view that I think is ultimately destructive for the long-term growth of a country that has a vibrant middle class and is competitive in the world. But as an economic enterprise, it's been wildly successful. And I suspect that if you ask Mr. Murdoch what his number one concern is, it's that Fox is very successful. He also criticized Fox News while talking about Obamacare in 2013. If you talk to somebody who said, well, I don't know, I was watching Fox News, and they say this is horrible, you can say, you know what, don't take my word for it, go to the website. Listen, here's Obama in 2013.
That's when America's at its best. That's what this country's all about. But we need you to spread the word. But you don't have to take my word for it. If you talk to somebody who said, well, I don't know, I was watching Fox News and they said this is horrible.
And you can say,
you know what, don't take my word for it. Go on the website, see for yourself what the prices are, see for yourself what the choices are, then make up your own mind. That's all I'm asking. Make up your own mind. I promise you, if you go on the website and it turns out you're going to save $100, $200, $300 a month on your insurance, or you'll be able to buy insurance for the first time, even if you didn't vote for me, I'll bet you'll sign up for that health care plan.
Oh, yeah. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. And here was Mr. Obama in 2014, when he blasted Fox News while giving a speech at Northwestern University. Listen.
That's when America's at its best. That's what this country's all about. But we need you to spread the word. But you don't have to take my word for it. If you talk to somebody who said, well, I don't know, I was watching Fox News and they said this is horrible.
And you can say,
you know what? Don't take my word for it. Go on the website, see for yourself what the prices are, see for yourself what the choices are, then make up your own mind.
All right, I'm sorry about that. That's the same one. Here is Mr. Obama in 2016, blaming Fox News for Democrats losing elections. Listen.
That's when America's at its best.
I'm sorry. It keeps playing the same thing. My bad. Anyway, you get the point. The point is that he went and he vilified Fox News. But, of course, the media wasn't outraged about it because, you know, they agreed with it. They're like, yeah, Fox News, they bad. Right? But now that it's them, Well, they don't like that. But here's the deal. And then I said this before. I said this after Donald Trump won. And I said to you, look, this is exactly how you feel to all the people out there that are losing their minds, all the liberals out there that are freaking out. This is exactly how we felt for the last 8 years, except for, you know, we're not sore losers. This whole thing about, criticizing the media. Obama criticized Fox News constantly. Constantly. And, you know, nobody seemed to care. Nobody called him out on it. They weren't outraged about it. No. Right? Because it was cool. You know, it's cool to bash Fox News. Look, I've got problems with Fox News. I don't agree with Fox News. However, they are at least kind of close to the truth. And I'm not saying that they are, because they're not. Look, the one thing that we've now realized, and I think pretty clearly, is that all media, all corporate media, I don't care if it's Fox News, CNN, whatever, Fox News just isn't as bad, okay, as the other ones. See, CNN, see, the problem with Fox News is, and look, again, I'm not a big Fox News guy, because I see what they do, too. You know, they got their own corporate interests there. I mean, you look at the Wall Street Journal, you look at Fox News, you see what's going on. There's no love there for Donald Trump. Because ultimately, you know, they're part of this, they're a corporate global entity owned by Rupert Murdoch. Rupert Murdoch doesn't necessarily love Donald Trump. He does now that he's won. Watch, Fox News is going to jump on the bandwagon. That's why you've seen Tucker Carlson, they give him that 9 p.m. slot. Because they realize that they were wrong, right? By promoting Megyn Kelly, and they were wrong. But look, you gotta look at the news, and you have to filter it for yourself. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
When America can't find a hero, it finds a villain. Welcome to the Terror Dome.
Would you join me, please, in welcoming me?
Redeem a fool of culture.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I've often said that liberals, if you show me a liberal or a leftist, there is a totalitarian waiting to get out. Case in point. Rosie O'Donnell. Rosie O'Donnell says that she supports imposing martial law to stop the Trump inauguration. Yes, that's right. Because, you know, liberals love diversity, but not diversity of thought. Imposing martial law, which means that the military would seize control of the government, that they would impose, they would suspend habeas corpus. Rosie O'Donnell seems to think that imposing martial law is necessary in order to block President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration. She tweeted this out. This was today. I fully support imposing martial law, delaying the inauguration until Trump is, quote, unquote, cleared of all charges. Of course, Rosie made the statement in response to the reports, rather dubious, or should I say fake, surrounding Trump's and Russia's involvement or the potential Russian interference in the U.S. election. She says that the president-elect should not be sworn in until the Russian issue is fully investigated. She wrote, delay the day. Do not swear him in until he is investigated. For the love of God, America, we must stop the inauguration. And then she also wrote this. Hey, everybody, Donald Trump lies constantly. Do not swear him in. Stop the inauguration. Now, this is certainly not news that Rosie O'Donnell opposes Donald Trump. In September, she said that Trump would never be president. Of course, a lot of people said that. After the New York developer defended his past comments about the comedian, which included calling her a pig, a real loser, and nice, fat little Rosie, nonetheless, proposing the imposition of martial law is really just crazy. I mean, really. She is endorsing trampling on our basic rights, our rights, all of our rights, because she is butthurt that Donald Trump is now becoming president. Really? She's insane. She's insane. Get over it. He's going to be president whether you like it or not. I mean, martial law? Really? Come on, people. I mean, they've lost all sense of reality that they're actually saying this. We're going to impose martial law. You know? It's an insane proposition when you think about it. I want to play this for you. Here's General Mattis yesterday on the Hill during his confirmation hearing. Listen to General Mattis shut down. This is New York Senator Kristen Gillibrand. Listen to her. She is concerned about whether Mad Dog Mattis is whether he cares about the LGBTQTGZ community. Hold on. Here we go. This is classic. I love this. I mean, this is just awesome. Okay, wait a minute. Here we go.
Serving in the military or women in combat is undermining our lethality?
Frankly, Senator, I've never cared much about two consenting adults and who they go to bed with.
So the answer is no?
Senator, my concern is on the readiness of the force to fight and to make certain that it's at the top of its game, so when we go up against an enemy, the criteria for everything we do in the military up until that point, our young men and women across the line of departure, is they will be at their most lethal stance. That's my obligation as I move into this job.
So
that's how I will look at the...
Thank you. And for the record, I'd like in writing whether you believe a gender... Understood, sir. Just for the record,
Senator's time has
question.
Expired.
Thank you.
Please adhere to the rules of the Senate.
Thank you, Mr.
So she asked him, you know, and again, we've seen this now with the ridiculous questions, really. You know, they were asking yesterday, Kamala Harris was asking Pompeo, the nominee for the head of CIA, whether he thought, climate change was a really important issue for the CIA. I mean, and these people really believe this. But, you know, it's just classic response by Mad Dog Mattis. I don't care how you achieve an orgasm. That's too much information. That's basically what he's saying. And he's, I love that he just basically shut her down. So we've got this collection now of people in the Trump administration that are going to do the same thing that Trump does, which is shut down the media and the stupid questions. Thank God. In 7 days, we are going to be out of bizarro world and hopefully in real world. But these people aren't going to give up. They're going to continue. But I think they don't realize how they're making fools out of themselves. In fact, celebrities now. There's yet another celebrity video. I mean, when are these celebrities going to stop making these videos? Do they really think that by making videos, we are going to change our minds or somehow, you know, what? What's going to happen? I don't get it. Let me tell you, the next 7 days, I will not be surprised about anything that these people pull, because they are going to try everything they can to try to again delegitimize this president, whether it be you know the Comey thing. It was Comey. She won the popular vote. It's the Russians. You heard Rosie O'Donnell, she wants to impose martial law. Come on. Give it up, please. He really wants to hate you? We'll be right back.
In a moment with Edward Woodson.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
I just hope that the asterisk in history that is attached to my name when they talk about this presidency is that I can say I was part of the journey of a remarkable man who did remarkable things for this country. Mr. President, I'm indebted to you. I'm indebted to your friendship.
After nearly 50 years in public service, Joe Biden tells me he has no regrets about his decision not to run for president again. It was the best thing for his family at the time. And that he has plans for an active life after the White House. There's the cancer moonshot, there's teaching, establishing a foreign policy institute, and who knows what else for a man who seems forever young. Matt Meredith?
So I'm glad there were no cameras in my apartment yesterday because
I was sitting there crying.
I just burst out
so
crying when I saw that moment. It was incredible.
Are you kidding me? First of all, a couple things. Joe Biden got a participation trophy. Yeah. He got a participation trophy. Just like every other millennial. I think he's a little old to be a millennial, but yeah, he got a participation trophy yesterday. It seems about right that he would get a participation trophy. And Matt Lauer, I just burst out crying when I watched Biden receive the Medal of Freedom. It was incredible. What are you kidding me, dude? These people are amazing, man. So, Mr. Obama, surprised. I put that in quotes. Crazy Uncle Joe, by bestowing the Presidential Medal of Freedom on him, calling Biden my brother. Really? The medal, the Presidential Medal of Freedom? That is, that's rich. It really is. I mean, that is, it doesn't surprise me, though, because, it just goes to show you that, you know, in our culture today, that everybody gets a trophy. This is the ultimate participation trophy. This is the ultimate everybody gets a trophy. Joe Biden at the end gets this is the highest honor for a civilian. It's the Presidential Medal of Freedom. It's reserved for those few Americans who made an especially a meritorious contribution to the security or national interests of the United States, world peace, cultural or other significant public or private endeavor. Really? What exactly were his contributions to American security, world peace, and culture, you ask? Well, for a quick refresher, I have a little video montage for you of Joe Biden, American hero. Here we go. Listen to this.
Vice President Joseph R. Biden, Jr., in a career of public service spanning nearly half a century, Vice President Joseph R. Biden, Jr. has left his mark on almost every part of our nation.
I'm the vice president of the student body here.
Isn't that a bitch?
Fighting for a stronger middle class.
To state the obvious, the past 6 years have been really, really hard for this country.
A fairer judicial system.
Probably shouldn't say this, but... but then again, I'm Joe Biden.
They're going to put you all back in chains.
And a smarter foreign policy.
There's no reason the nation of Africa cannot join the ranks of the world's most prosperous nations.
Combating crime and violence against women.
I've got a lot of thanks to give out here.
Leading our quest to cure cancer.
Yeah, I may be Irish, but I'm not stupid.
And safeguarding the landmark American Recovery and Reinvestment Act from corruption.
This is within our power to change. Everybody says because we tried in 08 and it didn't happen, it's not possible.
With his charm.
But I'm the guy that loves you.
Candor.
Thank you.
Unabashed optimism and deep and abiding patriotism.
Name me one worldwide product that is stamped saying made in China. Name me one.
Joe Biden has garnered the respect and esteem of colleagues of both parties.
I'm proud to be President of the United States.
And the friendship of people across the nation.
Neil Smith, an old buddy. Are you here, Neil?
And around the world.
I've had the privilege of meeting literally every major world leader in the last 35 years.
While summoning the strength, faith, and grace to overcome great personal tragedy.
I think I'd have the same attitude did I not sleep with a CUNY college professor every night.
This son of Scranton, Claymont, and Wilmington has become one of the most consequential vice presidents in American history.
Kate, if you want to protect yourself, get a double-barrel shotgun, fire two blasts outside the house.
Boom!
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
An accolade that nonetheless rests firmly behind his legacy as husband, father, and grandfather.
I like kids better than people.
A grateful nation thanks Vice President Joseph R. Biden, Jr.
11 million undocumented aliens are already Americans.
For his lifetime of service on behalf of the United States.
For all the stuff about gaffes, I don't think there's any real gaffes. Oh, I never make any big gaffes.
Cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. So probably, I'm not joking.
I will miss Crazy Uncle Joe. Really, I mean, it is almost a shame that Joe Biden is going to be exiting the public stage because of the wonderful sound bites, really, that he's given us over the years. I have to say, but really, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. I have to just say, I mean. Again, this is the ultimate participation trophy given to Joe Biden, I guess, for what? Just hanging around? Just being Crazy Uncle Joe? Okay. All right. Well, again, I can think of no better modern day symbol, frankly, really, than giving Joe Biden this honor, because it is an honor. I mean, it's the nation's highest honor. And again, for what? For what? What exactly has Joe Biden done? Well, he certainly accomplished more than Hillary Clinton, that's for sure. And Hillary Clinton, we were told, was the most prepared person to ever run for president, more so than Thomas Jefferson or George Washington or anyone else. So I guess in that regard, maybe, you know, he does deserve the highest participation trophy that they could give him. But again, it's really the perfect metaphor to the end of the Obama presidency. A lot of people were aghast of it yesterday, and I thought to myself, it's perfect. It really is perfect symbolism, perfect metaphor for the last 8 years. It's literally the cherry on top. The question is, with a week to go, what else has Mr. Obama got up his sleeve? What other surprises does Mr. Obama have for us in the next week? I am sure they have a few other things planned. So hold on to your hats because it's going to be a wild ride for the next 7 days. Don't think this is going to go smoothly. All right, I got to take a quick break. The madness and the mayhem return in a moment. Do not go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Samet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.